Tuesday night. That's when we got in. I had very little throat left just to get through the broadcast, and then haven't been in the last couple of days. He was an icon, certainly, in this area, in the state of Texas, but he was nationally known, clearly, for his work on ESPN for 24 years, with what he did with college football, with Big Monday basketball, and it was an avid outdoorsman. Had a great fishing show that he did for ESPN for years. Also, was an outstanding tennis player, going all the way back to his days as a student at Ole Miss, and did help ESPN on tennis coverage in the pre Chris Fowler. You know, I'm the male anchor of all our tennis coverage presence of Chris Fowler. Ron Franklin had a lot to do with it, and as a result of that, he was at the French Open. He'd been at other events as well. So he was a man of many hats, but certainly known, very well known with what he did here. He was in Houston, was play-by-play voice of the Oilers for several years in the 70s, and then DeLoss Dodds brought him to the University of Texas. He worked for the university, and of course, obviously, he was the play-by-play voice of the Longhorns from 1983 to 1988, and then from there went on to ESPN. Was always a gentleman, and I know there were the controversial issues that he had at ESPN that led to his ouster, comments to Holly Rowe and then also to Janine Edwards. I did find it interesting. Both weighed in on Twitter to say they enjoyed working with him. They said there were moments here and there, but they really enjoyed him, thought he was a consummate professional. Those two have done that. And if you, and by the way, I've gotten to know Holly Rowe over the years and our shared experience, her battle with cancer and me losing Laurie to cancer 5.5 years ago. And we've stayed in close contact, and she's something special. But she had very nice things to say. Janine Edwards also as well. He was a consummate professional. Stayed close to the air. Was at a lot of Longhorn football practices, basketball practices. Served on our board for National Football Foundation College Hall of Fame, the high school selection banquet committee. Would call me from time to time just to get my pulse, even after his broadcast days were done, just to what I thought was going on with either football or basketball or baseball. Said he listened to a lot of baseball at home, enjoyed that, and what a great guy. And sorry to lose him at age 79, but he was quite the pro.
I did not know Ron Franklin personally, but two things stand out anytime I think of Ron Franklin. One, you know, you talk about before the Disney merger and ESPN and ABC Sports kind of went away and it was all under the ESPN umbrella, Ron Franklin to me was the voice of college football on ESPN.
He was doing
games with Mike Gottfried. They'd usually have, you know, I know at the time they were work a Southwest Conference game, and for years they had settled into that prime time Saturday night SEC game was typically the Ron Franklin Mike Gottfried game. But honestly, and I know Ron Franklin was great doing football, and we've all heard about football. For me, it's Ron Franklin and Fran Fraschilla doing Big 12 basketball. That's when I think of Ron Franklin doing games, that's the tandem for me, seeing Fran Fraschilla on Big 12 hoops.
Yeah, and Fran weighed in on Twitter with it as well. So he'll be missed, and like I said, a fine gentleman, and was always good to visit with Ron.
Which, by the way, I just want to state this for the record. Brian Davis did a really good tribute to Ron Franklin and the Statesman a couple of days ago. I just find it to be complete garbage that ESPN, when reached for comment for Brian's story, had no comment on Ron Franklin's past.
Who?
ESPN.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they just felt weird about, because of the way things got, you know, they had to settle out of court. He sued them for wrongful termination because of what happened with Janine Edwards, and they settled out of court. But Janine Edwards tweeted out complimentary things
about
it. And
apparently he and Holly Rowe, I guess, had buried the hatchet at some point.
Yeah.
You can't even put out a condolences to the family, thoughts, something?
Yeah.
Other than a no comment?
Yeah.
I just thought that was garbage.